Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Christina Kaiser with Devereaux Community-Based Care. Devereaux is a nonprofit organization that oversees child welfare services in Indian River, Martin, Okeechobee, and St. Lucie counties. They'll be hosting 4 foster parent recruitment breakfasts in April. Christina, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Before we talk about becoming a foster parent, give me a very brief overview of the work Devereaux does.
Well, Devereaux Community-Based Care is responsible for every known abused and neglected or abandoned child on the Treasure Coast and in Okeechobee. We coordinate child welfare services. We contract with more than 50 organizations locally and with other providers throughout the state of Florida to provide services such as shelter care, group care, case management, parenting classes, the list goes on and on. Any kind of service that is needed to move a child and his or her family successfully through the dependency care system, that is what we are doing.
What does it mean to be a foster parent? Flesh out that process, what's involved.
I almost hate to speak on behalf of a foster parent because I'm not a foster parent, but I can tell you that there is a lot of work involved. It is a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. These are very committed people. There is a stipend that they receive to help them pay for the child's expenses, but the foster parent really is responsible for getting the child to whatever medical appointments are needed, getting the child to court, being that child's advocate, working with the case manager to make sure that the child is getting everything that he needs while he's in their care. We have foster parents that make sure that the children are receiving all the normal childhood experiences. They're going to softball, they're going to dance, they're going to gymnastics, they're seeing the doctor, they're seeing the dentist, you know, all those things. Anything that you would do with your own child, that is really the expectation that we have of foster parents, that they treat these children as their own, with the understanding that they are helping to return the child to a safe home.
And that must take a very special person to give of that love, realizing that it may be for a very finite period of time.
Absolutely. I think that it's a calling. I can tell you that locally, we are at a crisis level. We have a very limited number of foster homes. We have 95 for 4 counties. That's Indian River, St. Lucie, Martin, and Okeechobee. In Okeechobee, we have 2. We have 2 homes in Okeechobee. When you talk about the number of beds available, the outlook is even worse. And this creates so much pressure throughout the system. Children who cannot be placed in a foster home, they're sent into a group setting, which is good for some children. Some, especially our older kids, really thrive in group care. It's very necessary. But younger children should not be in group care. And when we don't have enough beds or enough foster homes, that's what happens. We send them out of the county. We send them out of the district. We send them to a group care home. We might have to separate brothers and sisters from one another to get them into available beds. So we are really, really concerned with recruiting foster parents. And that is what Devereaux Community-Based Care's focus is going to be this year.
I'm speaking with Christina Kaiser with Devereaux Community-Based Care. Tell me about these breakfasts that you've got coming up that will explain the foster parenting process.
These breakfasts, there's going to be 4 of them. It's a call to action for the community. We want people to come. If you have ever thought of being a foster parent, please come to this breakfast. If you know someone who wants to be a foster parent, bring them with you. If you've ever just wondered, what can I do to make a difference? Just come. Just show up. We'll have one of our child placing agencies, Camelot Community Care is one of our providers. They'll be with us and they'll be signing people up who might be interested in becoming foster parents. They can sign up right there at the event and they'll be called for an orientation. And who knows, maybe that will be the beginning of a beautiful relationship in foster care.
I've been speaking today with Christina Kaiser with Devereaux Community-Based Care. We'll have contact information for Devereaux, as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Christina, thanks for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you, Drew.